From Washington, this is VOA News. They thought it was a treasure chest, but now there's some doubt about a trove of data files stolen from Islamic State. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. The former Islamic State fighter claimed he stole a memory stick from the head of the terror organization's internal security wing. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries. But some Western intelligence officials and analysts contacted by VOA have raised concerns about the files, suggesting that genuine Islamic State information might be mixed with forged documents in order to drive up their sale price. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capabilities. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook called Sleiman Daoud al-Bakr Islamic State's emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing. He said he was a valuable source of information.
The information has resulted in multiple coalition airstrikes that have disrupted and degraded ISIL's ability to produce chemical weapons and will continue to inform our operations into the future.
The capture of the IS operative was reported earlier this month. His role in the group's chemical weapons program was revealed this week. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday that decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation Security Council, Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people it is sent to protect.
My report proposes strong new initiatives in three key areas. First, ending impunity. Second, helping and supporting victims. And third, strengthening accountability.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said there's no excuse for the argument that the Security Council is not responsible for the behavior of individual peacekeepers.
The Security Council cannot have responsibility for protecting civilians against all threats from all forces except those whom we directly oversee.
The UN mission in the Central African Republic, MINUSCA, has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, 22 last year and several more so far this year. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee says that Iran's missile launches are sparking stronger resolve to renew and boost U.S. sanctions against Tehran. Senator Bob Corker said Thursday he is working with lawmakers of both parties to extend the Iran Sanctions Act, which was suspended as part of last year's landmark nuclear accord.
In the event there are violations, the snapback provisions that are part of the agreement that was agreed to at the UN mean that there has to be something to snap back to. So extending that, dealing with the conventional weapons and dealing with ballistic missiles are three areas that I think we have a possibility of reaching consensus on.
The law targets international investment in Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry has counseled against a rush to extend the ISA. He suggested patience during implementation, that is, of the international nuclear deal. And the global human rights watchdog Amnesty International has accused South Sudan military forces of suffocating dozens of men and boys in a shipping container. In a report released Thursday, the London-based organization called for the perpetrators to be prosecuted. Amnesty says that in October of last year, government soldiers rounded up more than 60 men and boys in a town in the Northern Unity State and locked them in a shipping container on the grounds of a Catholic church. The report is based on nearly two dozen eyewitness reports who saw the victims forced into the container with their hands tied. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.